Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, because Karen Carpenter would have been 72 this March, we're going to honor the Carpenters. You'll know this, Lindsay.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most.
What's the name of it?
I know it's got Top of the World in it.
That's
not
it.
Got a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes. And
what a pure voice.
Won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top.
That'll get you going.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
When I was, 1971, when I was working at a strip club, singing, hello. Wait, strip club, singing, at Big Al's on North Beach in San Francisco. And Clint Eastwood was there, and everybody was in Dirty Harry. And that was one of the songs I sang, because she died in 83. So if I was singing the song, they'd made the recording, right? So it was a happy song, wasn't it?
It was.
She had such a pure voice, and her brother Richard, she was the drummer. They played all of their own instruments, and they just looped the recordings over and over, like Ray Charles got mad one time at the Charlettes, or whatever he called his backup singers.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent them all home, and he recorded the backups himself, did the different girl voices over and over. I did that on a couple of my records, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. I don't want you to know. Let me introduce our special guest after all that kibitzing. Joey pals, it's Monday. Give us a break. We say hello to Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Do you want to tell us what's going on, or do you want my questions?
Oh, let's start with your questions.
Okay. Joey Pals, you know who you are. Someone has read that a second booster shot, now wait a minute, I didn't know we had second booster shots. Maybe you want to comment on that. Does little to stop Omicron.
Okay, so this is a very timely discussion. We've gotten a lot of calls at Desert Oasis about second boosters.
Okay.
And so you have a couple of different things happening.
Okay.
Pfizer has submitted data to the FDA to request that they authorize a second booster shot for anybody 65 years and older.
Ouch. Roll up your sleeve, Joey.
And that's in response to the fact that people older than 65 may not mount or create the same immune response to vaccines, and that that population is the one that was hit most hard with hospitalization, severe illness, and death.
Will it be the same booster as the first booster?
That's what they're requesting. Now, Pfizer and Moderna have both started work on an Omicron-specific vaccine, but that's not what we're referring to here. And then there's the data about second boosters that, of course, where do you guess it came from? Israel, because that's where we're getting all of our early Pfizer data, because, of course, Israel was almost completely Pfizer vaccinated, and they did that a couple months before we even had access to it. So that's where that data is coming out to suggest that a second booster doesn't really do too much against Omicron. But a lot of their data is referring to infection rates as opposed to serious illness and hospitalization. So
that makes no sense to me, darling. If the second booster doesn't have any effect against Omicron, did the first booster have any effect against Omicron?
Well, and that's why we have to really
talk
about infection versus serious illness and hospitalization. Infection. So the vaccine is really doing exactly what it was designed to do.
Okay.
Which is to avoid serious illness and hospitalization.
Okay.
It was never studied to completely avoid infection. That's not the purpose of the vaccine. So the second booster is really designed to avoid serious illness and hospitalization.
Same thing.
But we're not comparing the data that your Joey Pal read to what Pfizer is now doing with the FDA. Pfizer wants a second booster to avoid those serious issues. The data that we're looking at out of Israel is really about overall infection rates.
Gotcha.
I know, it gets confusing. And we've gotten a lot of calls from people asking, my neighbor got a second booster, how do I get one?
Okay, how do you get one?
Well, what that person's neighbor got was actually a fourth dose. So let me explain
this.
Oh,
wait a minute. Let me make a note. presumed second booster was really a fourth dose.
Yes.
Go.
So if you are immunocompromised, what does that mean? That means that when...
You have four things. Don't you have to have four to be immune?
So what we're talking about with immune compromise is there's lots of reasons that somebody can be immune compromised. Some of them might be if you have cancer and you're on treatment. You have some sort of autoimmune disorder and you're on medications that reduce your ability to make the immune complement or the immune things that help us fight infection. So that's what his neighbor got. His neighbor got
a fourth dose.
Got two doses of Pfizer and then got a third dose, which, because he's immunocompromised, is still considered part of that first series.
And then got a booster.
And then he got a booster. So four doses, but only one booster.
I see.
For most people in the population who have a complete immune system, you really should be getting max of three doses at this point.
And I'm sorry, it went in one ear and nothing stopped it, so it went out the other ear. The booster is not the same as the initial vaccine doses?
It depends on which
vaccine you're talking about.
Pfizer, it's all the same.
Okay.
Moderna's booster is half of the dose.
Okay.
For a booster.
Why?
I think they were trying to reduce issues with side effects, namely things in the younger population, late teens, early 20s, males, where they, you know, there's this risk of myocarditis. We have to remember the dose of vaccine in Moderna is three times as high as Pfizer. So they reduced the booster to half, and it's still higher than the Pfizer dose. And really, it's manufacturer specific. Moderna really wanted to get the best protection. They went with the bigger dose, even though you might have a slightly higher risk of side effects. Pfizer went with a lower dose, hoping they would reduce side effects.
Apples and...
It happens a lot. It happens a lot. It's all designed by the manufacturer.
Okay, Joey Pal, I hope you got that. I tried to write it down so I can put it up on the website. So now the question, we went beyond the second booster shot. The rest of the question, does it, she has read that it does little to stop Omicron, that second booster shot. But do we have a lot of information about the second booster shot yet?
It's coming out of Israel. And okay. We have to remember that they're a little bit further ahead of us in terms of when their population started getting vaccinated and that their population used primarily one vaccine as opposed to ours that used three.
So yes.
They have more of what we call a homogeneous data, which means that most people look very similar to one another.
Do you know who this is, Joey Pounce? This is the voice of Lindsay Valenzuela. She's a doctor of pharmacology over Desert Oasis Health, and she's one of our two team that we've had. Wait, I have to look. We're in the 107th week of the word pandemic. And actually, last Thursday, which was St. Patrick's Day, was the day that at 5 o'clock, the state of California in 2020 shut us down.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. But if you're keeping score at home. Okay. Another question from a Joey pal. Is Europe experiencing a new COVID surge?
We are seeing...
They're going to Paris in April.
Well, okay, so let's start with the surge, and then we'll go to travel in Europe. So we are seeing some numbers rise in Europe. We're watching it to see what is going to happen, because, of course, things tend to move west. So as we see things on the east side of the globe, Europe, then we see it on the east coast, and then it travels through the Midwest, and then it gets to our shores here on the west coast.
See, weather moves west to east.
I
know this is more confusing.
It is more confusing. But we watch them because we're trying to figure out what might happen to us. They have very similar patterns of vaccination, meaning they have multiple different types of vaccines. They didn't do lockdowns in the same way as Asia did. And so they're a little similar to us. The difference is they have higher vaccination rates than we do. That's something we're definitely struggling with here. All of the eligible people for a booster, seniors for boosters, you're still missing one third of our senior population getting boosters in the U.S. Yes.
I find that hard to believe. Well, I'm guessing it's a conscious decision not to get it because the information is certainly out there.
It is out there, although we've been actively going through our patients at Desert Oasis Healthcare and reaching out to those people who have not gotten a booster. And a lot of people just didn't realize that they were eligible or that it was time.
Wow.
So we, outreach, talking to, asking the questions of your physician, your pharmacist, your trusted healthcare provider. Am I due for a booster? Do I need more?
Gee whiz. Is there some test, for instance, if I followed you back over to DOHC today and I said, Lindsay, test me, do I need another booster? Is there a test?
I wish there were.
There is.
Now, there are antibody tests, but there's no acceptable level of antibody that would say you are protected. And that's because our immune system is more complicated than that.
Yes.
It's not just antibodies. There's other things at play with our immune system that also help to avoid infection.
We're getting close to our commercial break. Let's save the question about traveling in Europe until we come back and we'll open the medicine chest. And I have one more question you can be thinking about. I wrote down, highly transmissible COVID-19 subvariant. Those are words I did not even know growing up. Highly transmissible COVID-19 subvariant. You know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Joey Fells, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.